Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We got a great show for you tonight on a TV theme song Thursday. So keep it locked right here as we get into the NFL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball. This is the rare time of the season where all of the leagues, the three major leagues, are, you know, in the midst of battle. NBA is the start of the season, which is always exciting. Major League Baseball is the playoffs, which are always exciting. And NFL, you know, it's always exciting, period, no matter what time of the year. So great time to talk sports, so keep it locked here and do that with us on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83 for the next 3 hours. My partner is Rob Parker. What up?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard, on this beautiful Thursday, a TV theme song Thursday? I don't know what the weather's like on the East, but out here, absolutely gorgeous, as usual. And
I was about to say, you don't even have to say that. You actually say something when it's not gorgeous.
Yeah, you're right. That's basically. But, man, I'm loving the NBA. The start of the season, shekels all over the place, feeling good. Just got my – I feel like I got a vibe, my fingertip on what's happening. I'm watching every day. I'm figuring it out. You know, it ain't easy, but I'm enjoying it. Hit another one last night.
Well, look, I'm happy for you, man, because just remember, last week –
I was in the
It was
rut.
The direct opposite. You were talking about getting your Louis Vuitton seats taken out and selling them to pay off your debt. So, I mean, just keep it in perspective, my man.
No, I know. And you see, I'm not betting like crazy amount of money.
Didn't you sell your Gucci flip-flops?
I did. I did sell them. I'm in hock. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Keep the wise guys off your back.
That's right. And I got a couple things in for shekels tonight, and I'll share that with you in the first hour briefly. Just let you know what I'm feeling tonight. So we'll do that. All right. I can't wait.
We got lots
a busy
to
show.
Get into. Yes. Jay Crawford, our good friend from the old network, now WKYC television host in Cleveland. And we'll get into that. The NFL and Baker Mayfield, who's out for tonight's game between the Browns and the Denver Broncos. The Cleveland Browns need to win, and Baker's out with the shoulder injury and actually is going to have off-season shoulder surgery once the season is done. So we'll
talk say this
with
too,
Jay
Chris,
about all that.
Denver needs to win too. This is like lost three in a row. Like, this is like a – you lose four in a row after starting out 3-0, you could be going the other way. Like, this is a big game for them, I think.
I mean, expectations weren't as high for them. But, Rob, they lose this game to Cleveland without his starting quarterback, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt and maybe OBJ. I don't know if he's definitely
right. If you lose this game, what game are you winning?
Right. Who you beating? Yep. Right. So, good point. All right, we got Rob G, super producer, in the house. We got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. The Vegan. And then we got David Gascon the second on the updates. All right, Rob. Let's get right into it. This Ben Simmons saga. Philadelphia goes out last night, blast the New Orleans Pelicans by 20 points.
Thank you.
Joel Embiid, 22 points. The point guards, Tyrese Maxey and Furkan Korkmaz, who's not he's not a point guard, but he backed up point last night because they were down not only Ben Simmons, but Shake Milton. He gets 22-5. So their point guard position, Rob, they got 42 points and 10 assists. So right now, so far, so good. Of course, their schedule will toughen up. New Orleans didn't have Zion, but
They did what they were supposed to do, though. You know what I mean? Like that's what you do when they don't have their star player.
Right.
If they would have struggled, then they would have been like, really?
Right.
They didn't struggle. They blew them out. And I'll say this, Chris, real quick. This is what we talk about in sports. When people aren't there, the other people are ready to play. It doesn't mean that they're as talented as him, but ain't nobody going to sit around and cry about you not being there. Those guys, you don't think they want an opportunity to play?
Right. When, look, I played college ball. And the years I didn't start, if the starter was injured or sick or whatever kept him out of the game, that's my boy. I wasn't like I was pulling for that. But when he was out, I was excited.
You were excited, like my chance.
Tonight. Yeah, I'm going to go out there and put 20 on him. I didn't, but still, I tried. You know what I mean? So you get excited, no doubt about it. And we're talking, of course, about Ben Simmons, who's missing in action. And there are more developments today. So we all know, to catch you up, Ben wasn't going to come to training camp, shows up because he wanted his money. And
the Sixers held that big payment, right? Right.
They weren't paying him, so he showed up to get his money. He goes through the motions in practice for a couple days. Finally, Doc Rivers says, Ben, get in here, run this defensive drill. Ben says no. Ben, come on, get in. No. All right, get out.
Right.
And then they find him for missing last night's game, suspended him, obviously, without pay. And now the question was he going to practice today or tomorrow, whenever their next practice or game is, was he going to be available? And today the news comes out that Ben Simmons is out indefinitely. And I said this on Undisputed before the news broke. I think the next step is he may go to the injury bug. And that's what he did. He's saying he's had back pain, and the trainers in Philadelphia treated him for back pain or whatever it was.
Wow, he wasn't even practicing.
Right. I'm like, because they actually said the ramp up, you know, going from doing nothing to all of a sudden you're practicing is what gave him the pain. But there was, come on, we saw, if you can't get through what y'all were doing in that little video
we saw.
And I know they did more, but you know what I mean? Come on, what were you doing while you were out? So there's that, and a report from Sham Sharania of The Athletic said that Ben is not mentally ready to play. So they're trying to play the mental health card. And Daryl Morey, the GM of the Sixers, Rob, ain't having it. He went on the radio in Philadelphia today, and here's what he said.
People should buckle in. I mean, this is going to go a long time because Ben Simmons is a difference maker. So if we can get him back, he will help us win the title. If we can trade Ben Simmons for a difference maker, we will do it. I think that's best for everyone in this situation. Any sort of trade, which obviously Ben Simmons wants, the best thing we can do is get role players back. That makes no sense. That will give us no better chance to win the title if we were to move Ben Simmons for role players. So people should buckle in. I mean, this is going to go a long time.
Bravo.
Rob, quickly. All right.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, before you go, he actually said, we didn't hear it in that clip, this might play out for 4 years. They asked him, how long are you willing to go? He said, this could play out 4 years, and that's the length of Ben's contract.
And Chris, I say bravo to the Sixers because I've been preaching the whole time, I'm not giving in to this kid. I'm not giving in. I will hold on to you. I'll make you sit out for 4 years and not get paid, whatever it is. But I'm not going to give you your wish. I'm not going to take less for your talent. I'm not going to do it. Why should the Sixers, who signed a contract with him, Chris, in good faith, gave this guy a lot of money, and they should be the one to bite the bullet and reward this guy for insubordination and turn their franchise upside down, take them out of a possibility of winning a championship, which was the goal, and, you know, trust the process and the whole nine yards, all that down the drain, and waste the time of the other players, management, coach, all that. So I'm with the Sixers. Buckle up, all right? We want you to know, Ben Simmons, you're not getting your way in this situation. We'll do whatever it takes. We'll wait as long as it takes until we get what we believe is fair value for a player of your talent. So I think the Sixers deserve credit rather than just buckling like we see a lot of franchises do, Chris. And in this case, bravo to the Sixers.
Yeah, I hear you, Rob. I it's hard to disagree with what you're saying. And look, I'm typically for the players. You know, player empowerment is fine with me. When they do collective bargaining, I've covered two lockouts, Rob. You know, I like to see the players get theirs. But the reason I'm usually for the players is because I'm for fairness, right? And I want the players to get their fair cut and their fair share.
Well, but we know that they haven't been cut their fair cut for years, right? And I hear you. I'm with you on that.
So you want them to get there. But this isn't fair, what Ben's trying to do. I mean, I don't understand. You've got 4 years left on your contract. And, Rob, I was texting with an owner today who said to me, the owners are going to hammer the players in the next bargaining.
Oh, I don't doubt it for one second that they gotta what's the right term? Because you have to
have something in place where if you've got a long-term contract with the guy, this can't happen.
No, it's not fair that the guy signs a deal and then he wants out.
Rob, is that, you know, there are things in place in the CBA where if a player's on your team, you can sign him for 5 years, whereas other teams can only sign him for four, so you can give him more money than other teams. So what's the step? The next step is for a player to sign a deal with his home team and 2 weeks later say, I want out, right? And you're creating a loophole in the system. So the bottom line is this. Both sides are dug in, Rob. Ben Simmons is firmly saying he doesn't want to play for the Sixers ever again. And Daryl Morey is saying, I'm not trading you until we get a good deal. And if we never get a good deal, then, dude, you're going to be sitting out of basketball for the next 4 years. And look, the bottom line, we've already seen that Simmons has cracked, Rob, before the Sixers. Because he wasn't going to come to training camp, and he showed up. And, Rob, here's the deal, because people talk about all the money Ben's got. Ben Simmons, for the first 4 years of his career, made between $6 and $8 million a year. Obviously a lot of money for regular people. But by the NBA standards, that's not the big payday. Half of that, who knows what he's done with it.
I was going to say, and don't forget, Chris, when you talk about six or eight, and we get it, not regular Joes who are making $35,000, okay? So don't say, what are you talking about? But you only get three of that. You know what I mean? Like half, 50% by the time you pay your agent and you know, your taxes and all that. It is like $3 million or $4 million, not the $8 million. You don't get the entire amount of money. So we're just trying to make it. So he ain't stockpiled he don't have to play again.
To come back. Like, he's not in a position of Kyrie Irving. Last year, Ben got $30 million. So that was the first year of his deal. So that's the 1 year he really got paid. But Kyrie can say, I'm good without the $17 million, right? Because he's had max contracts. And he's had his humongous
payday. He's played
for
years, right?
Yeah,
right.
And he's had a movie, Uncle Drew. He's got the Nike deal, his own signature shoe. This ain't that. And so if Daryl Morey is adamant and true to what he's saying, Ben Simmons is either going to throw away his basketball career. The next four years of your basketball career, or you're going to have to play. And I'm going to say this, Rob, like the mental, I'm not mentally prepared, all that. My daughter, I paid all the money for her to go to University of Pennsylvania and get a degree in psychology.
And it ain't cheap. It ain't cheap.
And she is now working in the psychology department at the university, at Yale University. All right, so I'm with all the mental health and the extra emphasis on that. But look. There are legitimate mental health issues that definitely need treatment. And then there's just the everyday challenges that we all face in life. All of us at some point in time are scared. All of us at some point in time don't want to fulfill an obligation. All of us at some point in time are put in an uncomfortable position. And it's called life. It's called life, and don't belittle real mental health issues with, I just don't feel like doing it today.
Because you can't get your way. That's what
it's being spoiled. It's not, and Rob, and I just got, last thing I got to say about it, because, you know, people jumping on, Doc Rivers, but Doc Rivers said this. And my God. But Joel Embiid says, I mean, come, really? I started playing organized sports in third grade. Well, baseball earlier, but football and basketball, right. Third grade. And all the older brothers in the neighborhood said, yo, be ready to get yelled at. You got to be tough. You can't be up there, you know, acting, you know, just running. You know, you can't always get your way. If the coach yells at you, if the coach, you know, criticizes you, you got to be able to handle
team.
It.
Yeah. Right, you don't quit the
in
team.
In third grade, fourth grade. And you're a grown man and you can't handle the coach who supported you all year.
And we were ridiculing Doc Rivers for continuing to support him because it was over the top.
Yes, it was. It was embarrassing for Doc. And by the way, Rob, Doc didn't even say no. We
said,
can't
I don't
win a
know.
Championship with Ben Simmons. He said, I don't know yet. We'll see. Come on, man. Ben, you are, I gotta believe you better than this. Come on, man. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on the Ben Simmons saga. Daryl Morey says it could drag out the next 4 years. Ben Simmons is dug in. Your thoughts with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme song Thursday. And this is appropriate. And Rob, this is interesting.
What's that?
How often has this been played on TV theme song
Thursday?
We
never play it. I asked Alex to do it. Well, I don't think we've ever played it.
For those that don't know, this is the theme song to the Odd Couple TV show, the legendary Odd Couple TV show.
I'll be
from
real.
The 70s.
I've probably played it maybe once.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm guessing
And that's in like 3.5 years,
yes.
Over 3 years.
Right.
So we don't play it that often, but this is, as Chris said, the original. So there we go.
This is the inspiration for Rob's life to a large degree. Real
it
talk.
Really is.
I remember when you had a magazine just for sports writers called Oscar.
Call Oscar.
Yep. I got the one with the words if you want it, Rob.
You know, Chris was in there. That's
I wrote
good.
It. You did an article on me. I also wrote one for
yes,
somebody
you wrote
else,
one, yep, yeah. And we did one on you, early on.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas. Rob is there every month, I'd say, at some point. The greatest.
I try to do it
Earth.
Once a month, that's right.
Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Let's get your thoughts on Ben Simmons.
No doubt. All right, let's kick it off. With Robert in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Robert?
What's going on, Chris and Rob? How y'all this afternoon?
We
great,
good,
brother.
You?
How are you?
I'm great, man. I just wanted to say I definitely disagree with you guys, and I just got two quick points.
Let him say his piece. I want to hear this.
So the first one is I'm a sports medicine doctor, and I don't know if you guys have seen. He said that he has some back tightness, so he's probably going to be out indefinitely. And his heart, I know Chris was saying on TV this morning about having their doctors check them out and stuff, but coming from me, it's hard to see that. Like, it's one of those things where it's hard to pinpoint back tightness and things like that.
I get it. But let me ask you this.
It's awful convenient.
Do you really think his back? Opinion. You don't know for sure.
No,
but none of us know. None of us know.
No.
We're not doctors. We haven't examined him. But it's awful convenient because he's not going to get paid. That's what it
and
is.
And you just said it. You doubt his back is hurt, right?
No,
for real.
Yeah, I don't think it's hurt. And then the second point is, Chris was about them saying about him wanting to be traded. The thing with that is that they tried to trade him a year before with James Harden. And not only that, his teammates and his coach threw him under the bus. So my thing is, if the organization had the right to trade him, then why can't he have the right to request a trade when it don't fit his when it don't fit what he's doing.
It doesn't mean that he doesn't have the right to request a trade, but when you sign a contract, they don't have to trade you, Robert. You can request a trade all you want.
If you
want
to get paid,
right,
you should work until they trade you.
Yeah,
right?
If you choose not
to work, then you shouldn't be paid. That's our view. I mean, they got to fight that out in court, right?
It ain't about, like, if you go out and ball out, and he could have. Chris and I talked about this. Robert, all he had to do was come into camp, play, off to the side, not publicly say, I'm going to play my butt off for the next 2 months, jack up my value, you guys make the deal, whatever, let's be happy schmappy, but I don't want to be here. I'm going to do everything I can, put on a happy face. You get your deal, I'll move on, you get a player that can help you, and we'll both be happy. But to do what he's done has sabotaged himself from getting the trade that he wants. He's done it. The Sixers haven't done it. He sabotaged everything.
And Rob, let's look at it the other way. What if you have this contract with a team that you want to play for, and they all of a sudden don't let you, they lock you out of the building, they don't give you any gear, they just totally blow you off, and you can't come in here. What are you going to do? Are you going to be like, what's going on? We got a contract.
Exactly. We got a contract. What are you guys doing? All right, let's get to Dre real quick, Chris. Dre in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, Chris Broussard and Rob Belichick? Y'all all right?
Belichick.
Wow.
That's the opposite of Rob, but all right, go ahead.
Once he used a synonym, once he said Barry and Burry, oh, yes, you Rob Belichick from now on.
All right, cool.
That's that New York accent. That's all.
Right. Man, I died laughing. Man, I was swearing my car. I was like, what? Yeah, that was a good one, though. But nah, man, like I was telling Rob G, man, these cats got to understand this game forgets more people than it remembers.
Yes.
A finite time to establish itself. You can't pull a James Harden when you haven't done what James Harden done.
Exactly.
I think Chris said, James Harden did for 10 years. We knew. Okay, James Harden, he's just acting up. But we know what he got. There's still questions about Ben. You haven't reached your full potential to be trying to pull this move. You don't have the power to pull a power move. You know what I'm saying?
You
basically saying you ain't good enough.
And you scare off other teams, Chris. Like they're watching this going, really? Do we want to bring this guy here? Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if Embiid was doing this, it's a whole different story because Philly can't go on without Joel Embiid.
Right. They know it.
You know, Kevin Durant, there's a handful of guys that could do. Ben, as good as he is, ain't good enough. That's for this. Jay Crawford, WKYC-TV, Cleveland, joining us in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Longtime friend of ours. We worked with him back at the old network.
We had so much fun
before. Absolutely.
Right? So much fun.
Now with WKYC-TV in Cleveland. He's a host there. Jay Crawford. Jay, what's up,
Jay?
Man?
Chris and Rob, my guys. Always good to be on with you guys, man.
Are you kidding me, man? Unbelievable. The years we spent together yucking it up, debating sports, having fun. It was great. It just was,
some
of the best times. Yeah.
Jay, I saw you on television recently on WKYC. I think you guys might have been talking about the Browns. I can't remember. But let's go there now. Baker Mayfield, obviously he's out tonight, but the news is that he's going to have shoulder surgery in the offseason. The Browns 3-3. They're expected to not only make the playoffs but contend to get to the Super Bowl. How much trouble do you feel like they are actually in at this point?
Well, they're in a boatload of trouble, primarily because of the injuries. When you take a look at the injuries that this team has already incurred, it's unbelievable. Now, one of the two tackles is going to go tonight. Jed will play, and he's the big one. He's the starting left tackle. Conklin, the right tackle, is out. The wide receivers are both goes, which is big for Case Keenum. So Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham will play. But both those were game-time decisions. I mean, they were staring the possibility in the face of being without their two tackles, their two running backs, their two wide receivers, and their quarterback. Wow. Yeah, so the way it works out, they get the two wide receivers. Obviously, the two running backs, Hunt and Chubb, are out. One of the two tackles is in, and obviously it'll be no Baker Mayfield. So this isn't the way that the season was supposed to unfold, but, you know, they're kind of the San Francisco 49ers of last season. Right. When you get those kind of injuries to those positions, you're going to have to show me a team that's equipped to overcome, you know, seven losses of starters on offense for one game. So we'll see what happens. This is pivotal tonight. They win tonight, they get 10 days to recoup for Pittsburgh. If they can find a way to beat Pittsburgh and get to 5-3, I think they're very much still alive. But, you know, if you're 3-4 heading to Pittsburgh, it's not going to be a good thing at all.
Right. Yeah, Jay, I just think that, like, that team is about running the football, and two of those guys aren't going to be there. I don't like them in this game. I also think Denver's lost three in a row. Their season's on the brink. I'm not saying that they had the expectations of the Browns. This just seems like this could be a bad night for Cleveland, just with all the stuff that has to happen.
Yeah, it could be. Here's the one thing I most dislike about this matchup. Mm-hmm. On the other side, Teddy Bridgewater's coming off, you know, one of his more impressive games of the year. I think he threw for a season-high 334 yards and three touchdowns last week in a loss. But he's starting to get things going for that Vikings offense. This Browns defense, guys, I'm just going to say it the way it is. They've been terrible.
Yeah.
And there's no other way to put it.
Right.
The last 2 weeks, they've given up two touchdowns in each of the last two games to premier wide receivers, brand-name wide receivers.
DeAndre Hopkins
wide
open.
And, dude, those guys were so open. Rob, you could have thrown them the football.
I could have made that happen.
I don't know about that, but yeah, somebody a little younger than Rob. But
no,
but I get
think
it.
Rob could have got it there, man. I do.
No doubt.
There was not a Browns defender in the screen. So
right.
Now, look, we know that this unit can play some great football. Look what they did against Minnesota. Minnesota's got a pretty high-powered offense. And they held Minnesota to 6 points. They
right.
looked tremendous. So which defense are we going to get? Are we going to get the one that we've seen the last 2 weeks where, you know, normally you double cover DeAndre Hopkins. They weren't even bothering to cover
right.
You know,
right,
so that's
right.
an issue. So which defense shows up? I started off
mentioning Baker. Jay, I think he's playing himself. I think Baker's really good. He's not elite. We'll see if he ever gets there. But I like him as a quarterback. I understand he's won the first playoff game in 26 years in Cleveland, got him there for the first time in nearly two decades. But I think he's kind of playing himself into, like, getting franchised, you know, instead of getting that big long-term deal. Yeah. What is the feeling in the city? Is he, like, beloved there? Or do fans still have questions? Okay.
It's split. You know, I think Cleveland is quarterback purgatory. We've been in quarterback purgatory since the team came back in 99.
Right.
You just never really know who the quarterback's going to be. And even last year, you know, he wins Pittsburgh. He beats Pittsburgh the last week of the season to get them into the playoffs. Then he beats Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh in the playoffs. You think that would have appeased the fans for long enough to, you know, give them a honeymoon. But, guys, they're 3-3. And you listen to talk radio here in town, and I say it's a 50-50 split.
Wow.
And it just stuns me, guys. It's almost like the fan base has forgotten how bad the last 20-plus years were. I got a jersey. I'll show you the picture. You've seen it. I've got a jersey with 28 quarterback names on it since 1999.
Wow.
And I don't know why anybody would be in a hurry to go back to that carousel.
Right.
But, dude, it seems to be 50-50. Now, to your point, Chris, I would absolutely franchise him. Cleveland hasn't seen enough of him to give him the kind of money that Baker's going to be looking for.
Right.
He's going to go after that elite quarterback money. And right now, Baker Mayfield is not an elite quarterback. He's a good to above average quarterback. He's very serviceable with what this offense wants to do. It's a run-first offense. He's definitely looking at a situation where he's going to get the franchise tag. and it's going to be another prove-it year for him in his fifth year with the Browns to see whether or not they're willing to make the long-term investment, because right now they're not ready, because if they were, they would have done it.
Hey, Jay, we got about a minute left. And, of course, you were a minor league baseball pitcher. You loved the game of baseball. So the last time I saw you was at the All-Star game.
It was, yeah.
It was. But tell me about, real quick, in a minute, about the Indians changing the name to the Guardians in next year, you know, with the uniforms and what that's been like for people in Cleveland. Are they cool with it? Is it shock? You know, like, what's the feel there?
I'll put it to you like this. One of the teams that is likely going to play in the World Series this year has not changed their name. In fact, their crowd does the tomahawk chop.
They're still doing it, right.
Throughout the game. So I don't know how, you know, I know baseball pressured the Indians into dropping the name. The Braves have just said, that's who we are, that's what we do. We don't mean any offense by it. We hope none is taken. I think the Indians management just was too quick to appease Major League Baseball and change the name. As for the fan base, I've seen two opinion polls on it. Both of them were 75% or more. The fans don't like it.
Yeah.
So
and the Guardians, I get it, because it's kind of like Indians with the IANS.
Well, and also they have those on the bridge there, Jay.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Which I never knew until the name
changed. Listen, most people from Cleveland didn't.
Right.
I mean, when they changed it to the Guardians, people were like, wait, what?
Right.
What?
Right.
I mean,
And I drove over that bridge several times, right? You know, hundreds of times.
Yeah, I mean, you know, now every time you go over the bridge, you're like, oh, okay, there they are.
See, there you go.
There are a lot of folks in Cleveland that really weren't dialed into that. It's not like, you know, it's this. It is a landmark, and a lot of people do know about it, but you know, I would love to have known before this, they named the baseball team the Guardians, how many people could have told you that that's what was going on with it. So, you know what? The fans feel like they weren't included in the whole process. And you know the deal in sports. It's a meritocracy. Yep. If the team is good, fans will pay money and they'll go
if
see
not,
the game.
They won't.
If they're not, you've given them, and you're disappointed with that decision, you've given them no reason to support you. So we'll see what happens.
Jay, excellent stuff,
Good to hear your voice.
Yes, great to talk to you.
I love talking with you guys. And before I go, I just want to do this one thing. Rob Parker, the L.A. Dodgers, no way, no how.
Tell Chris, I'm with you. The Braves are a different team this year. No doubt, Jay.
What do you think they're thinking in Major League Baseball offices about the prospects of a Houston-Atlanta World
Series? It ain't what they want, but you know what? I give the Braves credit, man. They crumbled in Game 3, and they came back in Game 4. So
huge bounce back.
Big time.
You know, it just goes to show you, momentum in baseball is the next day's starting pitcher.
Yep,
that's it.
Doesn't matter.
Yep, great point. All right, see you, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Peace, guys.
All right, the Dodgers are on the verge of history, just not in a good way. We'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme song Thursday. And this is appropriate. And Rob, this is interesting.
What's that?
How often has this been played on TV theme song?
We never play it. I asked Alex to do it.
Well,
I don't think we've ever played it.
For those that don't know, this is the theme song to the iCouple TV show, the legendary iCouple TV show.
I'll be
from
real.
The 70s.
I've probably played it maybe once.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm guessing
And that's in like 3.5 years, over 3 years.
Right.
So we don't play it that often, but this is, as Chris said, the original. So there we go.
This is the inspiration for Rob's life to a large degree.
Really is.
I remember when you had a magazine just for sports writers called Oscar.
Call Oscar.
Yep. I got the one with the words if you want it, Rob.
You know, Chris was in there. That's
I wrote
good.
It. You did an article on me. I also wrote one for somebody
else. Yes, you wrote
else,
one. Yep. Yeah. And we did one on you.
Early on. All right. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas. Rob is there every month, I'd say, at some point. The greatest.
I try to do it once a month. That's right.
Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Let's get your thoughts on Ben Simmons.
No doubt. All right, let's kick it off with Robert in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Robert?
What's going on, Chris and Rob? How y'all this afternoon?
We
great,
good,
brother.
You?
How are you?
I'm great, man. I just wanted to say I definitely disagree with you guys, and I just got two quick points.
Let him say his piece. I want to hear this.
So the first one is I'm a sports medicine doctor, and I don't know if you guys have seen. He said that he has some back tightness, so he's probably going to be out indefinitely. And it's hard. I know Chris was saying on TV this morning about having their doctors check them out and stuff, but coming from me, it's hard to see that. Like, it's one of those things where it's hard to pinpoint back tightness and things like that.
I get it. But let me ask you this.
It's awful convenient.
Do you really think his back? Opinion. You don't know for sure.
No, sir.
None of us know. None of us know. No. We're not doctors. We haven't examined him. But it's awful convenient because he's not going to get paid. That's what it is.
And you just said it. You doubt his back is hurt, right? No, for real.
Yeah, I don't think it's hurt. And then the second point is, Chris was about them saying about him wanting to be traded. The thing with that is that they tried to trade him a year before with James Harden, and not only that, his teammates and his coach threw him under the bus. So my thing is, if the organization had the right to trade him, then why can't he have the right to request a trade when it don't fit what he's doing?
It doesn't mean that he doesn't have the right to request a trade, but when you sign a contract, they don't have to trade you, Robert. You can request a trade all you want.
If you want to get paid, you should work until they trade you.
If you choose not to work,
then you shouldn't be paid. That's our view. I mean, they got to fight that out in court.
It whatever. Ain't about, like, if you go out and ball out, and he could have. Chris and I talked about this. Robert, all he had to do was come into camp, play, off to the side, not publicly say, I'm going to play my butt off for the next 2 months, jack up my value, you guys make the deal, whatever, let's be happy schmappy, but I don't want to be here. I'm going to do everything I can, put on a happy face. You get your deal, I'll move on, you get a player that can help you, and we'll both be happy. But to do what he's done has sabotaged himself from getting the trade that he wants. He's done it. The Sixers haven't done it. He sabotaged everything.
And Rob, let's look at it the other way. What if you have this contract with a team that you want to play for, and they all of a sudden don't let you, they lock you out of the building, they don't give you any gear, they just totally blow you off, and you can't come in here. What are you going to do? Are you going to be like, what's going on? We got a contract.
Exactly. We got a contract. What are you guys doing? All right, let's get to Dre real quick, Chris. Dre in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, Chris Broussard and Rob Belichick? Y'all all right?
Belichick.
Wow.
That's the opposite of Rob, but all right, go ahead.
Once he used a synonym, once he said Barry and Burry, you brought Belichick from now on.
All right, cool.
That's that New York accent. That's all.
Right. Man, I died laughing. Man, I was swearing my car. I was like, what? that was a good one, though. But nah, man, like I was telling Rob G, man, these cats got to understand this game forgets more people than it remembers.
A finite time
to establish itself. You can't pull a James Harden when you haven't done what James Harden done.
Exactly.
I think Chris said, James Harden did for 10 years. We knew. Okay, James Harden, he's just acting up. But we know what he got. There's still questions about Ben. You haven't reached your full potential to be trying to pull this move. You don't have the power to pull a power move. You know what I'm saying?
You're basically saying you
ain't good enough.
And you scare off other teams, Chris. They're watching this going, really? Do we want to bring this guy here? Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if Embiid was doing this, it's a whole different story because Philly can't go on without Joel Embiid.
Right. They know it.
You know, Kevin Durant, there's a handful of guys that could do. Ben, as good as he is, ain't good enough. That's for this. Jay Crawford, WKYC-TV, Cleveland, joining us in a moment. But first, Gascon the second with the update.
Mr. Gascon, what's up?
What's up, man? It's been quite a while.
It's been a while, my man. Are you all right? Good?
You know, kind of shuffling about, I guess.
You know, is Ben worked up? About the Dodgers?
Ben's a little heated right now.
I'm thinking he is.
He's
right?
Not full tilt, though, and the reason why is because he can't blame Kershaw on this.
Oh, so it kind of takes away a little bit, yeah. Right?
I mean, you can't blame this on Kershaw.
No, hey, where's Ben Maller? I know he's – you know, he loves the Dodgers and baseball, but I know he's not happy.
No, not at all. I mean, there's nothing like an October rant from Ben Maller to open up his
there
show – when Clayton Kershaw just defecates all over the place.
Yeah.
He can't blame
Kershaw.
Yeah, man. What That's Kershaw so is to Ben is what Dak is to Chris Broussard.
Oh, wow.
Just to that love affair. Just, you know, the tongue
well,
bath.
Hey, you lucky we didn't bet this year.
I know.
Dak Prescott is elite, my
I know.
Ron, you want to bet now? Ron, I don't remember what our bet was.
I talked you out of it.
I know.
I talked you out of it.
Ron told me to take the money and run. I did, man. I did.
Yes,
so,
did.
Guys, so first pitch is about an hour away or a half an hour away in Los Angeles. Atlanta's up 3-1. Joe Kelly will start for LA. It's going to be a bullpen game. Justin Turner likely out for the postseason.
They don't even have a starter ready to go, Chris.
No.
They got to use the bullpen.
That's what happens when you don't win your division, though.
Yep.
And that's what you get. So, Albert Pujols will be at first base, and Justin Turner going to be out for the rest of the postseason. You guys were mentioning the situation with Joel Embiid. He's listed as questionable tomorrow with the 76ers. NFL news, Thursday Night Football kicking off in a short time from now. Denver and Cleveland. Odell Beckham Jr. going to try to give it a go tonight. Case Keenum will start in replacement of Baker Mayfield, who's out with a torn labrum. He's going to have surgery, not anytime soon, though. It'll probably be at the end of the year. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce nursing a bad neck. He was limited in practice today. And Gronk, Rob Gronkowski, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, also out of practice today because of some bad ribs.
Hey.
You guys think this thing's going back to the ATL, or is it just the Braves heading back home for a few days?
Look,
I don't think so.
I'm not giving up on my pick.
No.
I'm with the Dodgers.
But you got to admit, this ain't
at
last year. This ain't the same team.
Hey, man,
it's going to be tough to come back.
No Max Muncy, and they can't hit with runners in scoring position.
This isn't the same team. This is what I'm trying to say. And now Turner's hurt.
They haven't hit.
Trey Turner hasn't hit his weight. Trey Turner led the league in hitting, Chris.
Right. I mean, the Dodgers were one of the two best teams in Major League Baseball in staff ERA, and it hasn't been there.
No.
I get it. Yeah. I get it, but that don't mean it can't get there.
No, I mean, they did it last year to Atlanta. They were down 3-1 to the Braves, so they came all
the way back. It's a different Braves team. They showed me something yesterday because that was a demoralizing loss in game three.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Hey, but don't forget, they're doing this without Ronald Acuna.
I know.
Torn ACL,
their best player.
And they made all these moves near the trade deadline, so we'll see.
Yep.
Guys, back to you.
All right. Thank you, guys, man. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest, longtime friend of ours. We worked with him back at the old network.
We had so much fun
before. Absolutely.
So much fun.
Now with WKYC-TV in Cleveland. He's a host there. Jay Crawford. Jay, what's up, man?
Jay.
Chris and Rob, my guys. Always good to be on with you guys, man.
Are you kidding me, man? Unbelievable. The years we spent together. Yucking it up, debating sports, having fun. It was great. It just was some of the best times. Yeah.
Jay, I saw you on television recently on WKYC. I think you guys might have been talking about the Browns. I can't remember. But let's go there now. Baker Mayfield, obviously he's out tonight, but the news is that he's going to have shoulder surgery in the offseason. The Browns 3-3. They're expected to not only make the playoffs but contend to get to the Super Bowl. How much trouble do you feel like they are actually in at this point?
Well, they're in a boatload of trouble, primarily because of the injuries. You know, when you take a look at the injuries that this team has already incurred, it's unbelievable. Now, one of the two tackles is going to go tonight. Jed will play, and he's the big one. He's the starting left tackle. Conklin, the right tackle, is out. The wide receivers are both goes, which is big for Case Keenum. So Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham will play.
But both those were game-time decisions. I mean, they were staring the possibility in the face of being without their two tackles, their two running backs, their two wide receivers, and their quarterback. Wow. Yeah, so the way it works out, they get the two wide receivers. Obviously, the two running backs, Hunt and Chubb, are out. One of the two tackles is in, and obviously it'll be no Baker Mayfield. So this isn't the way that the season was supposed to unfold, but, you know, they're kind of the San Francisco 49ers of last season. Right. When you get those kind of injuries to those positions, you're going to have to show me a team that's equipped to overcome, you know, seven losses of starters on offense for one game. So we'll see what happens. This is pivotal tonight. They win tonight, they get 10 days to recoup for Pittsburgh. If they can find a way to beat Pittsburgh and get to 5-3, I think they're very much still alive. But, you know, if you're 3-4 heading to Pittsburgh, it's not going to be a good thing at all.
Yeah, I just think that, like, that team is about running the football, and two of those guys aren't going to be there. I don't like them in this game. I also think Denver's lost three in a row. Their season's on the brink. I'm not saying that they had the expectations of the Browns. This just seems like this could be a bad night for Cleveland, just with all the stuff that has to happen.
Yeah, it could be. Here's the one thing I most dislike about this matchup. Mm-hmm. On the other side, Teddy Bridgewater's coming off, you know, one of his more impressive games of the year. I think he threw for a season high 334 yards and three touchdowns last week in a loss. But he's starting to get things going for that Vikings offense. This Browns defense, guys, I'm just going to say it the way it is, they've been terrible.
Yeah.
And there's no other way to put it.
Right.
The last 2 weeks, they've given up two touchdowns in each of the last two games to premier wide receivers, to, you know, to brand-name wide receivers.
DeAndre Hopkins wide open.
And, dude, those guys were so open. Rob, you could have thrown them the football.
I could have made that happen.
I don't know about that, but yeah, somebody a little younger than Rob. But
no,
but I get
think
it.
Rob could have got it there, man. I do.
No
they
doubt.
Were, I mean, there was not a Browns defender in the screen. So
right.
Now, look, we know that this unit can play some great football. Look what they did against Minnesota. Minnesota's got a pretty high-powered offense. And they held Minnesota to 6 points. They
right.
looked tremendous. So which defense are we going to get? Are we going to get the one that we've seen the last 2 weeks where, you know, normally you double cover DeAndre Hopkins. They weren't even bothering to cover
right.
him. You know,
right,
so that's
right.
an issue. So which right. defense shows up? We'll find out.
I started off mentioning Baker. I think he's playing himself. I think Baker's really good. He's not elite. We'll see if he ever gets there. But I like him as a quarterback. I understand he's won the first playoff game in 26 years in Cleveland, got him there for the first time in nearly two decades. But I think he's kind of playing himself into, like, getting franchised, you know, instead of getting that big long-term deal. Yeah. What is the feeling in the city? Is he, like, beloved there? Or do fans still have questions? Okay.
It's split. You know, I think Cleveland is quarterback purgatory. We've been in quarterback purgatory since the team came back in 99.
Right.
You just never really know who the quarterback's going to be. And even last year, you know, he wins Pittsburgh. He beats Pittsburgh the last week of the season to get them into the playoffs. Then he beats Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh in the playoffs. You think that would have appeased the fans for long enough to, you know, give them a honeymoon. But, guys, they're 3-3, and you listen to talk radio here in town, and I say it's a 50-50 split.
Wow.
And it just stuns me, guys. It's almost like the fan base has forgotten how bad the last 20-plus years were. I got a jersey. I'll show you the picture. You've seen it. I've got a jersey with 28 quarterback names on it since 1999.
Wow.
And I don't know why anybody would be in a hurry to go back to that carousel.
Right.
But, dude, it seems to be 50-50. Now, to your point, Chris, I would absolutely franchise him. Cleveland hasn't seen enough of him to give him the kind of money that Baker's going to be looking for.
Right.
He's going to go after that elite quarterback money. And right now, Baker Mayfield is not an elite quarterback. He's a good to above average quarterback. He's very serviceable with what this offense wants to do. It's a run first offense. he's definitely looking at a situation where he's going to get the franchise tag, and it's going to be another prove-it year for him in his fifth year with the Browns to see whether or not they're willing to make the long-term investment, because right now they're not ready, because if they were, they would have done it.
Hey, Jay, we got about a minute left. And, of course, you were a minor league baseball pitcher. You loved the game of baseball. So the last time I saw you was at the All-Star game.
It was, yeah.
It was. But tell me about, real quick, in a minute, about the Indians changing the name to the Guardians in next year, you know, with the uniforms and what that's been like for people in Cleveland. Are they cool with it? Is it shock? You know, like, what's the feel there?
I'll put it to you like this. One of the teams that is likely going to play in the World Series this year has not changed their name. In fact, their crowd does the tomahawk chop.
They're still doing it, right.
Throughout the game. So I don't know how, you know, I know baseball pressured the Indians into dropping the name. The Braves have just said, that's who we are. That's what we do. We don't mean any offense by it. We hope none is taken. I think the Indians management just was too quick to appease Major League Baseball and change the name. As for the fan base, I've seen two opinion polls on it. Both of them were 75% or more. The fans don't like it.
Yeah.
So
And the Guardians, I get it, because it's kind of like Indians with the IANS.
Well, and also they have those on the bridge there, Jay.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Which I never knew until the name
changed. Well, listen, most people from Cleveland didn't.
Right.
I mean, when they changed it to the Guardians, people were like, wait, what?
Right.
What?
Right.
I mean, so.
And I drove over that bridge several times, right? You know, hundreds of times.
I mean, you know, now every time you go over the bridge, you're like, oh, okay, there they are.
Oh, okay, see, there you go.
A lot of folks in Cleveland that really weren't dialed into that. It's not like, you know, it is a landmark, and a lot of people do know about it, but. You know, I would love to have known before this they named the baseball team the Guardians, how many people could have told you that that's what was going on with it. So, you know what? The fans feel like they weren't included in the whole process. And you know the deal in sports. It's a meritocracy. Yep. If the team is good, fans will pay money and they'll go
see the
game.
They won't.
If they're not, you've given them, and you're disappointed with that decision, you've given them no reason to support you. So we'll see what happens.
Jay, excellent stuff.
Always,
as
man.
Always,
good to
brother.
Hear your
great
voice.
Great to talk to you.
I love talking with you guys. And before I go, I just want to do this one thing. Rob Parker, the L.A. Dodgers, no way, no way.
Tell Chris. I'm with you. The Braves are a different team this year. No doubt, Jay.
What do you think they're thinking in Major League Baseball offices about the prospects of a Houston-Atlanta World
Series? I know.
It ain't what they want,
but you know what? I give the Braves credit, man. They crumbled in Game 3, and they came back in Game 4. So
huge bounce back.
Big time.
You know, it just goes to show you, momentum in baseball is the next day's starting pitcher.
Yep,
that's it.
Doesn't matter.
Yep, great point. All right, see you, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Peace, guys.
All right, the Dodgers are on the verge of history, just not in a good way. We'll get into that next. I Couple, Fox Sports Radio.